Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor had a confirmation hearing before the House Judiciary Committee Monday. During the hearing, he fielded questions that included the previous attorneys general, who both resigned, victims coming forward, Governor Mike Dunleavy's former chief of staff Ben Stevens, accountability, and transparency. And speaking of the House Judiciary Committee, Taylor said,
I promise to keep learning. And then I also promise to hold employees of the Department of Law responsible for any of the actions that they take that is contrary to that, especially in circumstances where we're talking about harassment, creating workplaces that are unsafe or feel unsafe to the individual. I do promise to take those issues very seriously and have taken those issues very seriously throughout my career. You know, I've had opportunities to address some of those issues, and we've always taken swift action after an investigation, you know, with the caveat that everybody is innocent till proven guilty.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Representative Matt Klayman expressed issue with the fact that Alaska took bad positions in a number of cases.
There have been a series of cases. There's really no other way to describe them, that the department has been losing almost every single one. Either the governor's getting bad advice, or the governor's getting advice that these cases are unlikely to succeed and the governor's going forward with them anyway. Both of which strike me as fairly poor decisions on the governor's part, but I'm just troubled that this number of cases is going forward and losing on things that they seem like political positions, but legally they're very, very poor positions to take. And my fairly direct question is, how do you expect to change that? Because if you were to ask me what is the single most important job if you're to succeed as Attorney General, it's to convince this governor to stop taking poor cases.
Taylor was appointed by Governor Mike Dunleavy as Attorney General earlier this year to replace Ed Sniffen. Taylor has served with the Alaska Department of Law since 2018, serving as Deputy Attorney General in charge of the Civil Division. And not too long after that, he was ordered to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct involving his predecessor. Due to time constraints, the committee was unable to finish the confirmation hearing Monday. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Two staff members to Alaska Senate tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. Legislative Affairs Director Jessica Geary wrote that the cases are related to each other, but contact tracing is still underway, so it's not clear how many people are quarantining after possibly being exposed. Thus far this year, 9 total staff and lawmakers have tested positive for COVID-19. However, over the last few weeks, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium and Beacon, the Alaska-based company performing COVID-19 testing and safety protocols for the Alaska State Legislature, have tag-teamed to vaccinate people who work in the Capitol, with Native Health Consortium providing the vaccine and Beacon staff administering it. This according to Alaska Public Media. Everyone who enters the building, even those who have been vaccinated, are supposed to be screened for COVID symptoms. Lawmakers, staff, and members of the media are also to be tested regularly. According to Geary, 243 people have received the first dose of the vaccine so far. That's just over half of the 450 people who work in the state legislature. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.